When Brother Randy began to sing that song, I was a little bit out of key. You probably heard that, because that's a beautiful, beautiful song. The idea of Jesus walking with us and dealing with all of our heart problems and the sorrows that we have is just a soothing and comforting reality. You know, every person in this world has some big event going on in their life at one time or another. And when I think of big events, I think of, for example, a wedding, or the children, your firstborn children, or all your children for that matter. And maybe it's a high school or college graduation. There's always some big event going on in our lives. But the most important big event that ever happened in my life was Jesus Christ. There was nothing greater than Jesus. And when I was able to grasp that in my mind and my heart, I grabbed it with all 10 fingers and all 10 toes. And I wasn't going to let go. That was the most important thing that ever happened to me. Learning the truth about salvation. Learning the truth about my sin and how powerful the blood of Christ is. Why is that most important? Why is that a bigger than a graduation, bigger than a marriage? Well, because a marriage can fail. Marriages always come to an end. Graduations become figments of the past. Even the birth of our own children, the end is always death. But that relationship that we have with Jesus, the blessings, the many blessings that come from knowing Jesus firsthand, that never fails. It never goes away. It cannot end because it's something that ends in eternity. And unfortunately, many people of the world that we live in today, they don't understand the reality of this. They don't appreciate the power of the blood of Christ, the power of salvation. But we do. Our service for Christ, it can be always made more productive, infinitely more enjoyable, as we fellowship together and learn to love one another together, as we grasp the true significance of being Christians. Just simply being Christians. And as such, being the children of God. Just wonderful things come just from those thoughts by themselves. And let's not forget the theme for this year. We are the church. The house of God, the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Let's never forget that. All year that has been on that screen. That's who we are. The pillar and the ground of the truth. And with that in mind tonight, I pray a lesson that will be designed to help us to appreciate the closer walk with God. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. That's what we want. And to encourage us all and instruct us all, to lift us all up, to have just a closer walk with God, and to be more fruitful in His kingdom, to be more in service to one another as His disciples, as His children, as His church. To help motivate every one of us, not any individual, but every single one of us to fulfill that goal in our lives. That's what I would like to accomplish. Just a few of the many blessings we'll think about tonight as we live lives for Christ. Just a closer walk with God. God as our Heavenly Father is one of the most primary blessings that we have. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. When you think about that, this is a love for us that that spans all concept of time and space. From the very beginning of creation, when God formed the earth from nothing, and when God breathed life into the earth, He had man in mind. The scriptures tell us that. We were in His mind before the foundation of the world. He chose us, His church. But John writes those wonderful words, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God." Just an amazing blessing. To know that the one who created all things, the one who sits on the throne in heaven, the one who by His hand makes all things stay together, loved us and calls us His children. What a blessing that is. He is the source of every good and perfect gift. He provides us comfort in all our afflictions. Right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us all things that we need. We can't compare our earthly father with any other thing. We can't compare Jesus Christ with any other thing. He has given us the opportunity to be connected to the Father in heaven. Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts all of us in our tribulation, the one who's able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's what Paul said. That's what our Heavenly Father brings to us. And when needed, in love, He can chasten us. It's a privilege to have a God that loves us so much that He literally abides by His own word. He speaks to us as sons and daughters. And so we must not despise the chastening. We must not be discouraged when we're rebuked by the Lord. And we can be rebuked in many ways, and primarily it's through the Word of God. We realize, we read and we read and we study, and we realize something we're doing isn't right. And God, through His wonderful Spirit, can help us to repent and change. Why? Because the Lord loves those whom He chastens. You know, what's the benefit of not having God in your life? We may not have the opportunity to be partakers of holiness. We won't be trained by the Word of God. And we'll never be able to depend on that promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Such a blessing. Those are things that only you in the church can depend upon. So we can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And with these things comes responsibilities on our part. Right? Things that we must do because we have God as our Father. Our responsibilities are to submit to God. James says, "Submit to God and He will draw close to us." The devil's going to flee from us, but we submit to God, to the power of His Word. Submitting to His providential workings in our lives, even things that we really know nothing about. But we trust that God is always at the helm. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. What do we do there? We cast all our cares upon Him, because He cares for us. Again, we're talking about blessings that only the church has. Submitting to God means drawing near to God. Drawing near to God by cleansing our hands from sin, purifying our hearts. Those are our responsibilities. And by that we obtain the power of forgiveness, the strengthening and resolve that we have to serve God. He is our God. And for Christians, This involves repentance, confession of sin, and prayer. It's a continual process in our lives. Something that we have to do on an ongoing basis. You recognize something here. You see that through the mirror of your soul. You know that it's not right. You change it. And when we do this, there's something that we're assured of. We have Jesus Christ as our Lord and our High Priest. Paul wrote, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom all things are all things, and we for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through Him we live." He is that great High Priest. And as long as we live with that knowledge and hold fast to the confession of our faith, we can assure our own hearts that that High Priest is on our side. That High Priest is the one who is passed through the heavens, the one who is now sitting at the right hand of God. And so think for a moment on these things, about these blessings. You know, we have so many that we can talk about. And really, sometimes it's true that you could never count the blessings that occur in our lives. You know, who is our Lord? He is the one who rules over the kings of the earth. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6. He's the one who has washed us from our own sins with His blood. He's the one who has made the kings and the priests, they're bowing down to the Father. He has all authority in heaven, Matthew chapter 28. He has been made, all things have been made subject to Him. And yet there's something in the form of a great blessing, a great understanding. He calls us brothers and sisters. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that died on that cross and willingly allowed His blood to be shed so that we could be called brothers and sisters. He is the one who intercedes on our behalf in heaven. He's the one who is the High Priest, who understands every one of our thoughts, all of our feelings, the emotions that we have, the conflicts that we have. Jesus was here. He understands it all because He was here. He walked among us. He had been made like us that He might be merciful and faithful. He experienced the same kind of troubles in life, the same kinds of temptations, yet without sin. And He calls you sister. He calls you brother, and you brother, sister. What an amazing blessing that is we have as a church. Never forget that. This doesn't apply to everybody in the world. These are blessings that we partake in Christ Jesus, which is where all spiritual blessings are. And the difference between our High Priest and all the others is that they all die. They're gone. Our High Priest is forever. He continues forever to make intercession on our behalf. Just, you know, understand the great of the blessing that we are partakers of such greatness as individuals in the body of Christ. There is nothing else like it, nothing greater. There's not a ride at Disney World. There's not a circus or a performer. There's not a show or a movie. There's nothing in this world that even remotely compares to Jesus being our High Priest. The responsibilities we have to Him assure that. So what are some of our responsibilities? If He's truly our Lord, then we must do whatever he says. If we do what he says, we're his friends, and he'll never question us. Luke 6:46, Jesus simply said that, you know, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not the things that I say? His children, his family, his brothers, his sisters, they do the things that he says. And so we must be careful to observe everything that he taught. We learn that in Matthew 28 when he claimed all authority in heaven and earth. And then he went on and explained how to create disciples of men. And then he said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you till the end of the age. Jesus. That's one of our responsibilities. That we must keep his commandments. John 15, verse 10 and verse 14. If we love him, we keep his commandments. He says, those who love me, they keep my commandments. If my commandment, you know, if you keep my commandments, Jesus said that you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. We're just going to reflect Jesus in our lives. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you, he says, verse 14. And we must also utilize his role as our high priest. We have this great high priest, right? He passed through the heavens. He's the Son of God. And so we hold fast to our confession. We mentioned that earlier. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. And why? That we may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. Just amazing things that we have to look at and be responsible for in our own walk with the Lord. In other words, be quick to obtain mercy, find grace. It'll always be available in a time of need. And God didn't leave us powerless. Of course, he gave us the power of the word, some very powerful and special things. And he tells us that the Holy Spirit of God, and listen, as a church, the Holy Spirit of God, we are the temple. The Holy Spirit dwells here amongst the members. And he invites us all to dwell with him. That's a blessing no one else can receive. He gives us strength to put to death the fleshly deeds of the body. We have sonship through the Spirit, and we're debtors not to the flesh, but to live according to the flesh, but by the Spirit. We put to death the body, the physical body. And he grants us strength and power. In Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. Romans chapter 8, 26 through 27. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know all things work together for good. And I want to read verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. See, we can pray, and God hears our prayers. We talked about that earlier today. He helps us in our weakness. Blessings. So, when you think about something like that, I ask the simple question, what more could we ask for? What responsibilities do we have in view of the Spirit's indwelling as a church, as the people of God? And we have so many. To keep the temple of God, the church, holy. We are the glory of God. Even in these bodies, we have to serve God in very special ways. We are to walk in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being led by the Word of God, being led by the Word of truth. And that produces fruit in us. You know, it's something that we can't have without the Spirit of God. Walking closer to God is just one more wonderful benefit. Taking up the sword of the Spirit, as we studied a week ago. Wonderful blessing. Things that God has given us to do on His behalf. The blessings of having the church as our family is a blessing. Something that we should work harder at in the new year to come. Members become like fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters to one another. They replace the physical relationship that we may lose when we become Christians. In other words, friends and family, people that you know, they want to put you away because you're following that silly faith. Remember how important it is. The disciple says, "We have left all to follow you," in Mark chapter 10. And Jesus tells them that no one who has left fathers, houses and brothers and sisters and father and mother, wives, children, lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel, will not they receive 100-fold? Now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, wives. And that's not telling us to leave home. Don't misunderstand the Lord. But it means to put everything behind you and the Lord in front of you, and you'll find great blessings there. The church is a great family. You can go almost anywhere in the world and find a brother and a sister, a mother and a father. Very important. What happened when they told Jesus, your mother, your brothers and your sisters are out there looking for you? He's talking to the multitudes. And he said, who is my mother, my brother, my sister? And he points to all of you. He said, these are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. Think about that. You weren't there, but it still applies to you. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Timeless and precious. All these things are true. So this responsibility of having the church as our family, you know, we are to edify one another. We read that in Hebrews. It requires each one to do their share in Ephesians. We are to bear one another's burdens in Galatians. That's the least we can do to receive these blessings. And when you think about that, that is the law of Christ. That's what He wants us to do. But remember the law, it's not burdensome. He wants us to do these things because they will bring pleasure to the Father. They will bring pleasure to the Lord Jesus. They bring pleasure to the Holy Spirit. And they bring pleasure to us if we do these things. And it means that we know each other, not just in passing. That was mentioned this morning. We need to know each other in depth, accept one another, receive one another with a holy kiss, depending on the needs, set up support for one another. You know, there's obviously many, many, many more blessings. And it's a wonderful study to go through all, as many as you can find. I'm sure that there are blessings that the Lord bestows upon us that we have no understanding of. We don't even quite fathom them. But we need to understand that having that relationship with one another, having the relationship with Christ, having the relationship with the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and with the Father in heaven is just amazing blessings. And I hope that you'll investigate more, meditate on this in your own lives, because there really is nothing greater than to be called a child of God and to receive the many blessings that are in Christ Jesus. And so with all those, you know, I hope that these few tonight would suffice just to build you up a little, just to give you a momentum to try to be a better church and to be better children of God, to love God more, to love one another more. How blessed are we as Christians? I mean, what more could we ask for while living upon this earth? How important should we take the responsibilities of being a Christian? And listen, there's always a warning. If you would turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 12 through 15. Hebrews 3, 12 through 15. Hebrew writer writes to the church. So, you know, you listen to these words and realize these are written to me. They're written to you. They were written to all the members of the body. This writer says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion." Brethren, brothers, sisters, we've heard the voice of God through the scriptures that were read. Let's hold that voice close to our hearts. If you have any need this night, we're here to help. Any problems that you have, we're here to help. Any concerns and need for prayer, we're here to help. And of course, the invitation to become a child of God always exists, always is given. "Come unto me," Jesus said. If you have a need, please come forward tonight as we stand and as we sing.